You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is Monday, February the 17th of 2025. Up a couple of degrees temperature-wise, down a couple of degrees wind chill-wise. Right now at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, fair skies, temperature of 5 degrees below zero, but the wind chill now at 26 below zero. The winds right now out of the west at 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 24 miles per hour. So a frigid start. We will be seeing wind chill factors below zero for at least 48 hours straight. We may get back above zero sometime on Wednesday, but very cold start to the work week. It is actually a holiday. Holiday for some. It is President's Day. So a happy President's Day to you. Hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also, you can join us by going to YouTube.com and be able to see a video stream of what we're doing on the 98.9 WXCO page at YouTube.com. Well, coming up, we're going to talk a little bit of sports because yesterday the high school girls basketball playoff brackets were released, and talk about where our local teams stand as the playoffs will begin in girls high school basketball next week. Hockey playoffs actually get underway tomorrow night for some teams, so we'll talk about that. Also coming up, I'm going to talk a little bit about sports and the president. Because President Donald J. Trump has spent much of his early part of his new administration going around like he's the world's biggest sports fan, going around, going to the biggest sporting events, and on the taxpayer's dime. So we'll be talking about that coming up. And also, he said something at a press conference when he left Daytona International Speedway yesterday. He was at the Daytona 500, then answered some questions. And it's amazing how basically is throwing farmers under the bus, or I guess it would be better to say under the tractor. Okay. I want to explain a little bit about what some of these policies are doing to the Wisconsin farmer and the American farmer coming up as well. And then finally, in the final segment of the program, we will have our daily history lesson. We'll let you know some of the famous events that are going on that happened on this date in history. Some celebrity birthdays, some events that are being acknowledged today, and we will have our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
And we do that every weekday, the number for the day quiz, where we give Ian Welsh a quiz. We give him three choices, one of which is our number of the day. So based on the math, he should get one out of three right, 33%. So every week, our goal is for Ian to be above 33%.
Yes.
Then it is a passing grade. If he's below 33%, it's a failing grade. And unfortunately, you've had back-to-back weeks, which is the first time this has happened, you've had a failing grade.
Yep.
One out of five 2 weeks ago, which is 20%.
Not good.
1 out of 5 last week, which is 20%. I'm going to have to send you in for some after-school tutoring, unless you start to pick it up a little bit.
I think so, actually. But a little extra research would be helpful.
You need to get back on the winning track. And one way to do that is to get off to a good start during the week. I've noticed that. Yeah. When you get off to a good start, you tend to build the momentum. You keep on going.
That's true.
3 weeks ago, you got the first day right. Then you got the second day right. You got the third day right.
Yep.
And then you got the fourth day right. You almost had a perfect week. You haven't had that perfect week yet.
I was so close. I almost had it.
His best week ever was 3 weeks ago. And he'd done it once before as well, 4 out of 5. But still looking for that perfect week. Do you feel like you're going to turn it around this week?
You know, I feel like I'm going to be off to a good start. Absolutely. It just, I got to stop overthinking, go with my gut, and just start off the week on a high note. Absolutely.
Well, would you like to know what our number for the day quiz topic is?
Yes, I would. Yes.
Kids food.
Kids food.
Or kids foods. I guess it would probably be best.
Okay.
Kids foods.
Kids foods.
So we're going to talk about kids foods coming up. And it is actually kind of interesting. I think this is a kind of interesting one to begin the work week with. Or I should say the week with. Again, for some folks, but I think for many, for federal workers and the such, off because it is President's Day. I used to be able to, and I think I haven't tested myself recently, but I used to be able to impress folks because I could snap through the presidents really quick.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, kind of a nerd alert, but I was pretty good at it where you could kind of.
I can name all the presidents in order, too.
Oh, yeah? Well, how quickly can you do it?
Oh, boy.
All right. Let's do something really fast here.
Yeah.
We're going to alternate.
Okay.
I'm going to start, then you'll go in that, and then I'll go back, but in order. George Washington.
John Adams.
Thomas Jefferson.
James Madison.
James Monroe.
John Quincy Adams.
Andrew Jackson.
I'm trying to remember. It was Van Buren.
Martin Van Buren.
Martin Van Buren.
William Henry Harrison.
James Tyler.
John Tyler.
Oh, sorry. John Tyler.
Then James K. Polk, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then it was, last name was Taylor. What was the first name? It was
Zachary Taylor.
Zachary Taylor, yeah.
Millard Fillmore.
And it was Pierce after that one. Hmm?
James Buchanan.
Abraham Lincoln.
Andrew Johnson.
Grant was next.
Yep, U.S. Grant. So after Grant would have been Rutherford B. Hayes.
Yep, and Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield. Who was his VP because he died right away?
Chester Alan Arthur.
Hey, you got to give me a moment.
Hey, I was helping.
Give me a moment. It was my turn. Chester Arthur. All right, go. It's your turn.
Okay, and it was Cleveland after that.
Yep, Benjamin Harrison.
And Cleveland was actually reelected president, so he got to run again.
Yep, that's Cleveland again. Then after Cleveland, William McKinley.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yep, William Howard Taft.
And then there was Wilson.
Yep, then it was, don't say it.
Don't say it.
God dang, I see his face. He was Ohio Senator. Oh, why am I? This is easy. This is an easy one. Grr, give me a few seconds here. Oh. God dang it. How can I be missing this one?
Well, I said Wilson.
I know. No, this is.
Who was his vice president?
No. Wilson completed his term. Mm-hmm. And then in 1920, elected was Dark Horse candidate, Teapot Dome scandal. God dang it. He had an affair in office. I mean, I know everything about this guy. What's his name? He was.
Do you want me to say it?
Yeah, say it.
Harding.
Warren G. Harding. And then it was Warren Coolidge was on the White Shadow TV show.
And
Calvin Coolidge.
Herbert Hoover.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Elected 4 times.
Yep.
And then it was a Truman.
Yep. Dwight David Eisenhower.
John F. Kennedy.
Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Richard Nixon.
Gerald Ford.
Jimmy Carter.
Ronald Reagan.
George Bush.
Bill Clinton.
Another George Bush.
Barack Obama.
Donald Trump.
Joe Biden.
And Donald Trump again.
Yeah, well.
That's 46. That's 46 presidents, if I'm not mistaken.
47, actually, you know.
Oh, I was close.
Well, actually, because he had two twice, you know, yeah. So different.
Grover Cleveland.
And Donald Trump. Well, that was some great radio, I tell you. But no, I mean, I think it's important. I think that...
Well, again, sure, history lesson.
Yeah, no, I just think
that... the presidents.
I think it's important to know who the presidents were. And also, I think, again, one of the aspects of this current administration, the current mega thinking that I really do get upset about is the idea that only certain history should be taught. Only history that is positive to the United States of America. Because... the negative aspects of history are the ones you actually learn from.
Mm-hmm.
And when you forget about the bad stuff, you're going to be you're going to go repeat it. And again, history is vital.
That there is no problems, that everything was great, we all got along. Well, people, our history is rooted in violence and chaos and revolution and then, you know, people fighting for their rights, fighting for change. It was not all a cakewalk or a walk in the park. There was a lot of conflict, and that's important that we talk about that. We can't just nitpick certain pieces of history and piece it all together in a puzzle and say, well, this is how our history should have been. And it's like, no, this is where our history was, and this is why it's important we learn from it.
And also, it's like an individual. We all are not perfect.
Exactly.
But we should strive to be better. And that as a country. And the idea of pointing out areas we could be better doesn't mean we hate our country. It doesn't mean that we dislike our country. It means we want our country to be as good as it can be, the mm-hmm. best it can be. It means we do love our country. But ignoring the flaws just means they're not going to go away. And
exactly.
Vitally important.
Make the problem go away.
So on this presidency, maybe out there you should take a look at some of the presidents you may not know about. Read a little bit about them. Learn a little bit about them. Positives and not so good. So again, just don't call it Presidents Day. Do something here on Presidents mm-hmm. Day. The time is 9:19. We'll be back in just a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Chat Home Show 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Don't forget, tomorrow it is primary election day. Not much on, but a very important statewide race on with a primary, which is for the State Department of Public Instruction. The leader, Jill Underley, is on the ballot, two other challengers. So make sure, again, I think it's always good, no matter what, if it's a primary, if it's a special election, if it's a general election, get out there and vote. So get out there and vote tomorrow. Yesterday, it was the Daytona 500, NASCAR's biggest race. It always opens up their season down in Florida.
A very interesting sport to watch, too.
Well, a man brought another vehicle. There were 41 cars on the racetrack to begin the race. But then there was another car that came out before the race. It was the presidential limousine. Donald Trump, who last week spent upwards of $7 million of the taxpayers' money going to the Super Bowl down in New Orleans.
And did you say that he left during halftime?
Yep, he left during halftime.
Ouch.
And yesterday, he went to the Daytona 500. He didn't even make it to halftime. There's no halftime, but they started the race, and I think they had about 10 laps before there was a rain delay, and he was already gone anyways. He was just down there to make it a photo op. And
of course,
they brought his motorcade, his limousine, and they went around the track. And would you like to know how much money was wasted for Donald Trump's joyride around the Daytona 500 track?
I'm going to say $8 million.
Well, I'm going to go over the numbers.
Okay, go ahead.
Air Force One costs estimated $800,000 to $1 million. Presidential motorcade and transport estimated $200,000 to $500,000. Secret Service and security, $1 to $2 million.
Okay.
FAA and airspace restrictions, $100,000 to $300,000. Staffing and logistical support, $200,000 to $500,000. Additional emergency and military resources, estimated $100,000 to $500,000. So roughly $5 million just from the pop in, take a ride around the track in his limousine, and then take off.
Jeez.
So you got Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency lecturing us on wasteful spending. I think MAGA has lost the moral import to be able to lecture us on wasteful spending.
I agree.
And by the way, I got, again, seen the bootlicking by Jeff Bezos and other billionaires. Because, well, boot licking is one way of doing it as well.
Okay.
But the Washington Post, a news just came out this morning, has backed out of a fire Elon Musk advertising order that was to run as a wrap on some of its Tuesday editions, according to Common Cause, which is an advocacy group. The group had said it signed a $115,000 agreement with the Post to run the ad that would have covered the front and back page of tomorrow's paper, as well as a full-page ad with the same theme inside the paper. The ad's design featured a large picture of Elon Musk with his head tilted back laughing. We've seen that plenty of times. Along with a cutout image of the White House and a large white text, "Who's running this country, Donald Trump or Elon Musk?" And lower down on the page, it features smaller font text stating, "Since day one, Elon has created chaos and confusion and put our livelihoods at risk. And he is accountable to no one but himself. The Constitution only allows for one president at a time. Call your senators and tell them it's time, Donald Trump, fire Elon Musk." And it's followed by the URL, firemusk.org.
You said they canceled that?
Well, Common Cause's president, Virginia Solomon, said the Post advertising sales representative was informed of the nature of the ad and seemed confident that running it over the paper wouldn't be a problem. It was supposed to be delivered to subscribers at the Congress, Pentagon, and Washington as well.
Okay.
And they submitted the artwork last week, and then they Solomon said, I'm assuming it went through a legal department of other kind of review. They said, "You can have something inside the paper, but you can't do the wrap." And they said, "Thanks, but no thanks." Common Cause learned that they would not run the outside of the paper ad criticizing Musk. And she said, is it because we're critical of what's happening with Elon Musk? Is it only okay to run things in the Post now that won't anger the president or won't have him calling Jeff Bezos asking why this was allowed? And of course, the Post will not provide an explanation of why it's decided not to run the rap ad. A spokesperson for the Post declined to comment as the publication has a policy of not talking about internal decisions related to specific advertising campaigns. But again, where is freedom of speech? Yeah. Are we not allowed to criticize Elon Musk in this country? That is wrong on so many levels.
And yet, he's able to criticize us about wasteful spending, and yet we're not allowed to criticize him about his breaking into our personal IRS records and seeing how much we spend. And, like, people, do you see the contradictions here? Do you see the irony? The of, you know, we can't say anything against this man, and yet he can say wasteful spending on us because he has the money? I mean, people, do you know how just messed up that is?
Right.
Just saying.
So, I mean, again, but even though it's not going into the Post, again, they do have the website looking for people to sign on. FireMusk.org. So I would suggest all of you go to FireMusk.org.
And see what it's about.
Sign the petition and let your voice be heard, because this country, it's about having your voice be heard, even if Jeff Bezos. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and the Civic Media app. Keep it up for a moment. Destination unknown. Where's all this information that Elon Musk is digging out going to? I don't know, but the state of Wisconsin is very lucky, especially Southeast Wisconsin, to have Representative Gwen Moore, who is trying to find out. Because in the last 5 minutes, a story just came out that Gwen Moore, along with another Democratic lawmaker, another woman who's showing some great guts, Representative Judy Chu of California, they went to Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House's office. They said that we're going to go and find some answers.
Okay.
But they found the House Speaker to be alarmingly, and that's a quote, ignorant of Elon Musk's intentions as the Department of Government Efficiency rampaged through the federal government, according to a new report.
You mean alarmingly? You mean like he was surprisingly shocked?
Well, no, alarmingly, we're shocked that he's that ignorant.
Oh, it's, okay.
You know, so it's scary that
he is alarmingly shocked.
It's scary that he knows such little what's being done with this. The Congresswomen are members of the House Ways and Means Committee, which oversees the Treasury Department. They wrote in an opinion piece for MSNBC this morning that they marched to Johnson's office in an attempt to question Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who is scheduled to meet with the House Speaker. Chu and Moore wanted answers to the following questions. Does no one outside of Musk and his team know how this data is being handled and used? Is it being manipulated? Are backdoors into the system being added? Where is any extracted data being maintained? And although the lawmakers were denied access to the Treasury Secretary, they were permitted to meet with the Speaker of the House. But alarmingly, they wrote, Johnson revealed that he didn't know DOGE's intentions. He couldn't answer our questions with any degree of specificity, which speaks to how rogue DOGE's operation is. They added, and even though he committed to oversight to help answer our constituents' questions, we've not yet received a response from him regarding that commitment. The lawmakers wrote, checks and balances are a constitutional responsibility to restrain an overzealous branch of government. We refuse to stand by while Trump and Musk test the limits of our democracy. So while the judicial branch processes lawsuits challenging Musk and DOGE's actions and access to Treasury, Chu and Moore wrote they'll use their legislative powers to fight to keep American sensitive data private and protect the payment systems that Americans depend on.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. But that is the initiative and the hard work that we need. People who are willing to do the work to question these actions and to actually fight for the people's rights. That is what we need to see more of.
Yep. And House Democrats are trying to put through a bill called the Taxpayer Data Protection Act. But the scary aspect of this, they need three Republican members to join them on that to protect our information.
That could be a problem.
Guess how many they have so far?
One?
None. You're overly optimistic.
Well, at least I didn't say two.
But they say they'll keep fighting to pursue accountability, get answers, and push aggressively for transparency. So, again,
at least a couple of Republicans out there who know that this is wrong and willing to stand up.
The problem is they would have to basically give up their job because Donald Trump would then recruit somebody to run in a primary, and they would lose their seat in Congress because so many Republicans will do anything that Donald Trump says. Mm. And that would be a profile in courage.
Yeah.
That would be a great profile in courage to say, hey, the democracy is more important than my job. Unfortunately, so far we've seen very few Republicans follow that.
There's not many people who are willing to take that risk right now. And it's not the easy road, but think about it. Is all the money you make worth more than the integrity and the courage of standing up for people who are, you know, struggling to make ends meet, and they save up this money and you just have someone who, you know, has access to all these records, and I mean, goodness knows what he could try and do with them if he does get the access. I mean, that is absolutely a terrifying thought. The fact that, you know, my tax returns and your tax returns and many people's tax returns are in the
What are they looking for here? I mean, that's the question I have.
Yeah, I mean, so
what are they looking for? And is it about, you know, being able to hold power over certain individuals? I imagine, again, I don't know. Maybe I'm being naive. I'm assuming that, well, then again, maybe he's heard I don't say nice things about him. But I would think he wouldn't find anything interesting in my tax returns. I don't make enough money for that. But, I mean, but there are others where, you know, you can use that as some sort of blackmail. And that's scary stuff.
Yeah, that's absolutely terrifying.
But, again, good for Gwen Moore for stepping up and going into Mike Johnson's office and demanding answers. So,
and still continuing to fight.
Exactly. And that's what we need. Again, that's what people want. That's what they need to see from our. They can't be saying, well, we're just going to wait.
Leadership. We don't
exactly.
We don't need laziness. We need leadership.
Yep, exactly.
We need
right.
A conviction.
Well, let's lighten it up just a little bit. Yesterday. Good idea. The WIAA announced their playoff brackets for the girls' basketball tournament. Begins next week throughout Wisconsin. And some area teams finding out their road to the Rush Center and the state tournament. Division 1 among our area teams, the Wausau West Warriors. They are a number 13 seed, so that means that they will be on the road in their first game. Their first playoff game will be on Friday, February the 28th, traveling to Hudson to take on the Raiders. So again, Wausau West taking on Hudson in Hudson on Friday night, the 28th. Also, Wisconsin Valley Conference teams in that bracket. Marshfield is part of the top half of the bracket, like Wausau West. They are number 8 seeded. They will take on Holman. Bottom half of the bracket, DC Everest is seeded number 15. And I, real quickly, off in terms of these brackets, hockey state seedings, they have a coaches meeting. They decide the seedings. For other sports like football and basketball, they have a computer bracket, and they're changing football's brackets next year, which is a good thing because sometimes you have questions on why certain teams are seeded the same the way they are. DC Everest, I think, got the short end of the stick. They're a 15 seed. West is a number 13 seed. Everest beat West twice. I think in the old days with a meeting with the coaches that Everest would have been a higher seed. But in the end, they're 15 seeds. So that means they have to play an extra game. The bottom four seeds play next Tuesday in their first game. But Everest will get a home game in that first round against number 18 seeded Appleton West. The winner will move on to take on the number 2 seed, the Wisconsin Valley Conference champion, Stevens Point, a week from Friday. Also, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln is a 14 seed, and they will be at number 3 Hortonville. So the Valley, not very many high seeds outside of Stevens Point. Division 2 involves a number of area teams. In sectional number 1, next Tuesday, Merrill, in a first-round game, travels to number 8 New Richmond. The winner will move on to play number 1 seeded Rice Lake. Mosinee is a number 3 seed in that bracket. They get a first-round bye. Their first game will be on February the 28th, a week from Friday, against the winner of the game between number 11-seeded Wausau East and number 6-seeded Medford. The Lumberjacks travel to Medford for that game. Also in that bracket, Lakeland from the GNC, a number 2 seed. Antigo, number 9 seed. They travel to number 8-seeded Green Bay East as well. So that's in Division 2. Not many Central Wisconsin teams in Division 3, but one of which is having a great year. The only undefeated team in the state in girls high school basketball, Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. And they are a number 1 seed in Division 3. Their first game will be on Friday, February the 28th, against the winner of number 9-seeded Oconto Falls and number 8-seeded Peshtigo. Division 4 features a number of area teams. The Marathon Red Raiders having a good regular season, and the Red Raiders are a number 3 seed in the playoffs. They get a first-round bye. Their first game will be on Friday, February the 28th, taking on either number 6-seeded Cadott or number 11-seeded Abbotsford. And, of course, we will have Marathon High School playoff girls basketball right here on 98.9 WXCO. Edgar is a number 7 seed. They will be home next Tuesday night against number 10-seeded Colby. Also part of that bracket, number 4-seeded Phillips. They get a first-round bye. They will take on either number 5 Ladysmith or number 12 Shawamigan a week from Friday night as well. And I should mention as well, when talking about Marathon, we have Marathon High School girls basketball tonight, final week of the regular season, and they will be in action against Spencer tonight with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Also from the Marrowood South, Auburndale is a number 3 seed in another bracket. They are in bracket in sectional number 2 in Division 4, and they will face either number 11 Marion or number 6-seeded Crivets. And the Stratford Tigers should be somewhere in that as well. But Division 5, number of area teams, the Newman Catholic Cardinals part of this bracket. And Newman is a number 12 seed. They will take on number 5-seeded Greenwood next Tuesday night in a first-round game. Northern Lutheran is seeded number 9. They will be at number 8-seeded Loyal next Tuesday night. Athens is seeded 13th. They will be at number 4 seeded Almond Bancroft as well. So a number of area teams involved, and we're looking forward to the start of the girls basketball playoffs next week. This week, hockey playoffs get underway. Tomorrow night, some of the teams will be in action. Wausau West will not be in action until Thursday night, and they will take on either number 7 seeded Toma, I should say number 7 seeded Superior, or number 10 seeded Toma Sparta. And Thursday night, we'll have Wausau West Warrior High School playoff hockey right here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening faceoff at 7. So lots of excitement. Hopefully I'll avoid the deer this time around. But we're looking forward to traveling around and bringing you the best in high school playoff action over the next number of weeks right here on 98.9 WXCO.
Absolutely.
But coming up, a little competition of our own. Of course, our daily history lesson, because we like to give you some information about famous events that have occurred on this date in history, a few celebrity birthdays, special events being acknowledged. But then we always wrap it up with our number for the day quiz.
That's right.
We give Ian 3 choices, one of which is our number for the day. Based on the math, he has to get at least 1 out of 3 right, 33%, to have a passing grade. Trying to end that losing streak at 2 weeks.
Yes, absolutely. Let's start, make a good comeback today.
Yeah, let's start the week with a W. Make it a lot easier, right?
Absolutely. So start with a win.
We will have that coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning, February the 17th of 2025. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, day number 48 of this year. Year is just flying right on by.
It really is.
317 days remaining in the year 2025, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. One of Wisconsin's most infamous figures, Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember Jeffrey Dahmer?
I do.
Serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer, on this date in 1993, was sentenced to life in prison. Fellow inmates beat him to death less than 2 years later. On this date in 1998, Brahma Beer introduced the world's first talking beer cans in Caracas, Venezuela. When opened, the cans told drinkers whether or not they'd won prizes, ranging from $50 to $2,000.
That's interesting. I don't think I've ever heard of that before.
an example of true terrible television that people couldn't help but watch, on this date in 2003, I'm old enough to remember this. Some 40 million viewers tuned in for the finale of Fox's reality show Joe Millionaire, in which Evan Marriott chose Zora Andress. Just garbage television. On this date in 2009, President Barack Obama signed a $757 billion economic stimulus package into law. On this date in 2013, Danica Patrick became the first woman at the Daytona 500 and the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series to win a pole position. On this date in 2014, 11 years ago today, Jimmy Fallon replaced Jay Leno in his first broadcast as host of The Tonight Show. On this date 5 years ago, back in the days, Jeff Bezos wasn't bootlicking Donald Trump. Bezos, on this date 5 years ago, pledged $10 billion to help fight climate change. I wonder if the checks are still clearing in that fight.
Oh, yeah.
And on this date in 2021, I remember this 4 years ago, Senator Ted Cruz flew to Cancun, Mexico with his family amid a winter disaster in his home state of Texas, igniting widespread condemnation. A few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Rene Russo from the Lethal Weapon movies, the Thomas Crown Affair, 71 years old today. Richard Karn, who played Al on Home Improvement, is 69. Larry the Cable Guy is 62. Michael Jordan, 62 years old today. Denise Richards turns 54. Paris Hilton is 44. Ed Sheeran turns 34. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Special events. It is World Whale Day. It is PTA Founders Day. It is Cabbage Day. It is National Caregivers Day. It is Woman's Heart Day. It is World Human Spirit Day. And it is Random Acts of Kindness Day.
Very important.
Very. All right, time to start a new week with our number for the day quiz. Every day we wrap up the show by giving Ian Welsh three choices when it comes to the number for the day, one of which is the correct answer and our number for the day. Based on the math, three choices. You should get one out of three right, just by guessing. That's 33%. So anything above 33% would be a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade. But we ask more than that. We want a winning week. We want more right than wrong. That means 3 out of 5. His best week ever, he's done it twice, is 4 out of 5.
Still looking for that perfect 5 out of 5.
Yep, still looking.
Hope I can start out this week. But it was Kids Foods was the topic for today.
Kids Foods.
Okay.
Our number for the day is the percentage of food marketed to kids, which is thought to be unhealthy, according to a study.
Marketed to kids, which is found to be unhealthy. Okay.
Yep. Percentage of food marketed to kids. Marketed this is kids. Marketing.
All right. What are my choices?
50%. 70%.
Ooh.
90%.
Okay. Medium, that's a high number.
Again, these are the, whether commercials on television, radio, online ads, the marketed foods. What percentage of foods marketed to kids, which is thought to be unhealthy, according to a study?
Okay, 50, 70, or 90%. Okay, I'm going to go with my gut here. I'm going to say 50. I'm going to go with 50%. I'm going with A. It's my final answer. I'm locking it in. The start of the week, I'm going to say A.
All right. The percent.
Oh my God.
The percentage of food marketed to kids, which is thought to be unhealthy, according to a study, is 90%.
Oh, man. I was way off.
So next time you're watching TV or online and you see food marketed to kids, note how much of it is healthy. Not much. Well, we'll get back on the horse tomorrow.
I'll try again.
Thanks to Brenton Canese of the Wausau Conservatory of Music for joining us. Join me tonight 7 o'clock for Marathon Girls Basketball taking on Spencer right here on WXCO. And coming up next, it's Matt and Air on Air. Ian, have a great rest of your Monday.
You too, Chad. Happy Monday, everybody. Stay warm.
Everybody stay warm, and we'll see you tomorrow on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.